All right, here we are. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today's Friday, September 22nd, and it has been a bad week for stocks and almost looks like things are only going to get worse. So is today the day when markets are rebounding and how does this affect our position? So that's what we're going to talk about. And if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Houghton. We are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience and we are showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And boy, what a week it has been, Mark.
It's been a wild one, Marcus. It looks like the S&P and the NASDAQ are setting up for the second consecutive losing streak. Last week, it was a small loss, but this week, a little bit nasty. Traders not liking what the Fed had to say.
Yeah, and I mean, this was in focus this week. The Fed. And even though they didn't interest rates, they said that they are planning to raise interest rates one more time this year. And that interest rates are here to stay at the higher interest rates. And this is where everybody said, seriously? Oh, come on.
Yeah, investors definitely expected that they would keep the rates the same, but hoping that they talk about cutting rates a little bit sooner in 2024. And they did the exact opposite, saying that they expect rates to last or stay at these higher levels longer.
Yeah, and if you look at a 5-minute chart of the last few days, then we see exactly what happened here. So we had the Fed meeting right here, and markets were just plummeting yesterday, opening lower, continuing to march lower, selling off in the afternoon. And I decided now to toot my own horn a little bit because I said yesterday that I expect markets to rebound today. And so far, that's what they're doing. The S&P 500 up 0.5%. The NASDAQ up 0.9%. The Dow a little bit unchanged, 0.1%. But hey, they're up so far.
Yeah, so far so good. Little bounce going into the weekend here. It looks like traders saw this as a potential buying opportunity. And we'll see where we end up. Not enough to put a real dent in where we stand for the week, but definitely a positive Friday.
Yeah, and we talked about it yesterday, the 4,350 line, that this is an important line in the sand. This is where we hit support a few times. I mean, you mentioned it yesterday. Usually traders are looking for round number like 4,300, but it seems that somehow the 4,350 is the support line for the S&P 500.
It does. We had some of these recent lows. Going back to August, right around 4,350-ish. So, a little bit of a dip below that yesterday, not quite down to 4,300. And right now, as you speak, 4,350 exact.
Yeah. And then we had interest rates. I actually had to switch to a monthly chart so that we see how interest rates are doing. We are at the highest level in 16 years with the 10-year yield.
Yeah, the 10-year highest level since 2007 and the 2-year highest level since 2006. So
I think the 2-year here is really telling the story. I mean, look at this. And then just recently, just climbing higher. I mean, this happened here since 2020. If we go back to a weekly chart and just zoom in a little bit, we see that since beginning of 2022, the 2-year has just been on the rise.
Yeah, I mean, crazy chart there.
Yeah. Also need to keep an eye on crude oil because crude oil has been making headlines in the beginning of the week because we traded well above 90. We actually cracked the 92, a level that we haven't seen in almost a year.
And that, I mean, real nice rally there, trading right around $90 a barrel right now. So looks like we'll end the week lower compared to last week, because a lot of that came during last week's trading. But still, crude oil at $90 a barrel, that's That's interesting. That's a big difference from the 70 and lower that we're experiencing for a majority of the year.
Yeah. Also, yesterday, the VIX was jumping higher. I mean, the highest level in a month. Today, pulling back down 7.6%. Seems that right now, fear is leaving the markets. And as you said, investors are seeing this level, the 43.50 level, as a buying opportunity. But will it last? I mean, right now, we talked about it. This has to be somehow a bounce. Is it a dead cat bounce or will it last? I mean, we'll see next week.
I mean, volatility is good for trading, at least in our opinion, because when you have more volatility, that gets priced into options. And as option sellers, that means more money or being able to sell options that are further out of the money. So I hope that this volatility stays. Now, you typically see that the VIX is spiking on down days and it's falling on up days. So that's norm, but it doesn't always have to be the case. And I'm just hoping that we stay a little bit elevated here, because getting down to 12, 50, 13 for the VIX is just no volatility whatsoever, historic lows there. So I hope that on this pullback, we still stay around 15, 16 and then move higher. That's going to make trading a little more fun.
Well, especially for us, since we like to sell premium. Now let's take a look ahead of next week and see what's happening next week, what we have on the calendar. So the economic calendar, consumer confidence on Tuesday, the final GDP, but I believe the big one next week is, first of all, Thursday, where Powell is speaking again, and then Friday, the core PCE price index, the Fed's favorite inflation gauge.
Yeah, a lot on the calendar, but you're right. Thursday, Friday is where things really pick up there. And it will be interesting to see what type of follow through we get after this week and the reaction to the Fed.
Yeah. I mean, also looking at the earnings calendar, there's not much. I mean, this was this week, next week. We have a few. We have Costco, we have Nike, we have Carnival, Micron Technologies, but if you take a look here at the economic calendar, we see that we are not yet in earnings season just yet. So, I mean, in terms of most notable stocks, next week we are talking about 8 stocks, 4, 9. So, I mean, we have to wait until beginning of November. So right now, I do believe that all eyes will remain on crude oil, all eyes will remain on the Fed, and especially next week, the PCE index.
I agree, but just a small correction there. True that the heart of earnings season will be in November, but earnings season unofficially will kick off on Friday the 13th in October, where banks report.
Yeah, okay. So that's this one where we see the banks. Okay. Yeah, good point. But that's usually
just
the...
a little early. I've got to say we don't need to wait until November to get into earnings. That's all.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, taking a quick look here at where we stand with the heat map today, we see that across the board, pretty much everything is green. More yeah. Notable, the tech stocks here. So we have Amazon, Google, Nvidia up 2.5%, Apple up 1.3%. So really, since they have been hammered over the past few days, nice up day today so far. Let's see what happens here.
Yeah, NASDAQ really... getting most of this rally today for sure.
Yeah. All right. Before we take a look at our positions, we should talk about Ford. And today, up 3.4%. It seems that the strike is coming to an end. It seems that there might be some agreement before the deadline tonight, because I mean, all three automakers are up. Ford, most notably, because they said, I think we're getting close to coming to an agreement with the union, and this is why they are up right now 3.5%.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting because I saw a headline, the UAW is targeting 38 facilities at GM and Stellantis for expanded strikes, but then it's skipping Ford. So it looks like Ford's, the union will not initiate additional strikes at Ford. And they say the company has proven it's serious about reaching a deal. So Ford getting a little love on that news.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear about Oprah and Weight Watchers? You look at this. I mean, Weight Watchers just in the last couple of days plummeting. Yesterday, 16%. Today, another 3%. Did you hear what happened there?
No.
So Oprah was interviewed and she started talking about dieting. And she said, well, you know what? I could just take a diet pill and that would be the easy way, but I don't want to do this. But basically, she said, if you want, you can just take a diet pill. So this doesn't help Weight Watchers, especially since Oprah, I don't know if she has a stake, do you remember? But she's definitely a spokesperson for Weight Watchers.
You know, she was big involved with it for years, and then things changed, but I don't know exactly where things left off. So
yeah, I'm not sure. Not good news for Weight Watchers if Oprah says, you could just take a pill.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. I just thought this interesting. Let's talk about our positions and let's see what's happening here and how these markets are affecting our positions. First up here, Canadian Solar. CSIQ, I mean, just hovering around this lower end of the range that we have identified. And I mean, we'll see. We talked about it. Higher interest rates are hurting it. You mentioned it. We probably need another Fed meeting and another earnings season out of the way before this can make a move. So at this point, not much for us to do here.
Yeah, seeing good support at 26, but of course we want it to be higher.
Definitely. Okay. NEE, Next Era Energy. I mean, what a day today. So NEE had a good run up here, then slumped lower, and today up 1.3%. But look at this, opening lower. This is a pretty big move.
Yeah, this is a huge day for NEE. A 1% plus move. That's big. This one doesn't move as much typically. I saw yesterday Morgan Stanley adjusted its price target on NEE to 91 from 90. I'll just take half of that move. Let's get up to 80.
Yeah, because I mean, we got a side at 69.50. Our break even is at 68.05. Right now we are trading just slightly below our break even. We're still planning to sell calls at 69.50. So yeah, but this move helps. And if Goldman Sachs sees it at 90, I agree with you. All we need is 80. I mean, I would be happy with 73, 75, anything.
72. I'll take 72.
Sure. All right, PNC, another one where we know that higher interest rates might hurt PNC because they are not writing as many loans. Admitted, yes, they are making more money on the loans, but this is typically not on existing loans because many of them are fixed. And right now, the demand for loans is definitely going down. So today, down 1.2%, just staying in this range. And I mean, it was looking good last week when we were going up to 128. So here, nothing for us to do just yet.
Yeah, unfortunate that we've given up half of the gains that we saw over the last week on this little pullback here. It does seem like there has been some support around 120. It's just kind of mid-range here. So, I mean, at this point, nothing to do. And we'll keep an eye on this one, but hope for a rally next week.
Yeah, I'm just drawing arrows so that PNC knows where to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Arrows are important. All right. And then the two trades that we entered this week, TXN, that was the interesting one that I actually entered it on Monday. You entered it on Tuesday, closed it on Wednesday, re-entered it yesterday. And I mean, in all cases, we sold the 160 put. And what are you going to do today? Are you going to close it or let it expire?
My plan when I sell puts is to be willing to take shares at the strike that I sell. So if we close below 160, I'll be assigned shares. Otherwise, if I can't close the trade at 90% of its max profit on the last day of expiration, I let it expire. So it's either going to expire worthless or I'll get assigned shares. Right now, looking like it will expire worthless.
Yeah. Anyhow, so that was a great trade, double dipping here. You collected more than $1 in premium this week. So this turned out really, really nice.
Yeah, this was a good one.
All right. And then UPS, that is a trade that you got assigned. I think a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and I joined you this week, not yet getting assigned. You were assigned at 165. So I sold the 157.50. So this is right here. Right now, we are trading below the strike price. If this remains below the strike price by the end of the day, I'll get assigned as well. So I'll join you in being a proud owner of UPS. And then, as soon as I'm assigned, because I really want to get assigned, then it can rally next week. What do you think about this plan?
I love that. I would love for you to join me. I think your 157.50 is great. I'm about 5% down here, but I do think that UPS has the potential to move. Little surprised that it hasn't had more of a favorable reaction to FedEx, because FedEx earnings was positive, and it's FedEx is still hanging out around where it ended up yesterday. Maybe we just need a weekend for investors to think about UPS and then buy some on Monday.
It seems so. It seems so. And I'm absolutely fine with it. I'm very happy to get assigned. Hey, before we continue, let us know if you find this helpful as we are walking through our trades, sharing our thoughts, letting you know what's happening here in our accounts. If this is helpful at all, give us a quick like. I really would appreciate this. All right, so let's see what we are doing overall in the markets here right now. Let's switch to a five-minute chart of the S&P. And it seems to be kind of a lackluster day, and I'm not too surprised about this. I mean, it has been a really, really wild week. So today seems that everybody is taking a breath, a little bit of buying coming into the market, but not significant. S&P still up 0.4%, NASDAQ up 0.7%. Dow pretty much unchanged. So what do you expect for the remainder of the day?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to really see fireworks in either direction. I do think we'll finish the day positive going into the weekend. And, 4350 might be the number. We'll have to see.
Yeah. All right. Shall we take a quick look at our bet and what's happening there?
Why not?
We just need to. I haven't checked it this morning. So the bet is that I'm saying the Fed will raise interest rates in November. And you're saying, nah, they don't. They're holding it the same. So looking at the probabilities, you are still right, but it is shifting. I believe that yesterday it was 75%. Now it's 72%. So if we look at this right now at the probabilities, traders are factoring in no increase, which would mean a box of steaks for you. 27.4% probability of a rate increase, which would mean a box of steaks for me. Right now,
yeah.
Seems that you're still in the lead.
Yeah, and this is interesting because based on what the Fed said this week, your odds increased. But based on what traders think, your odds decrease. So is the Fed the one to believe, or is it traders?
It's really, really interesting because the Fed says there will be one more hike this year. And right now, traders are saying, nah. This is why I think next week the PCE report will be the important one on Friday. And probably also on Thursday afternoon when Powell is speaking, maybe he's shedding some more light onto this and saying, hey, here's what we really meant. And yes, it's going to happen. Right now, traders feel that if at all, it might be in the December meeting because we have two more meetings, one in November, one in December.
Yep.
All right. Anyhow, hey, hope that you find it helpful. If you did, give us a like. If you're new to the channel, consider subscribing and we'll be here every day. So hit the little notification bell and this way get notified when we go live. Every day that the markets are open, that's when we are here. Today is Friday. We're taking a week over the break-in, but we will be back on Monday. So have a great weekend and we'll see you on Monday.
Happy trading, everybody.